Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Grayson Returner, one of my favorite people on the planet, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 years she's been hanging out with us, president of the Galen Institute, and nobody has worked harder, my friends, to spread the word about the purity, not the perfectness, not the perfection, but the purity of market-based healthcare solutions. Grace Marie, as I always have, I tip my hat to your hard work.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you. 18 years, goodness gracious.
More than 18 and a half.
About these ideas.
18 and a half, you and I have been doing this.
Oh, my goodness.
And you've been doing it longer.
And we're going to keep fighting, aren't we?
Absolutely. I'm not going to stop because it's right.
That's right.
It's not perfect, but it is pure, isn't it?
And it's, you know, the failure of this centrally controlled monstrosity called Obamacare shows that we've got to have market solutions.
What's it going to look like if Hillary gets elected?
She wants to create yet another government program, a government insurance program, you use the term loosely, to compete with private insurers.
Well, isn't this kind of the goal? I mean, someone, what was it? Emmanuel, Zeke Emanuel said. It's working like it was planned.
Yeah,
it's planned.
That Jonathan Gruber.
Yeah.
The person who said that they passed it because of the stupidity of the American voter.
Right.
Right.
But I'm just trying to say that they always knew it was going to work, and you and I talked about this way back in the day. We said it's going to collapse. And it's going to be so bad, people are going to say, just take it over for me and manage it for me.
No, government. But see, if they would have started there, they might have been able to get this passed. But now the American people see ever more what happens when the government controls health care,
right,
and they don't want
are people realizing
backlash.
Are people realizing that this is a government cost thing?
Absolutely.
Are they getting that?
I got a note from a person who had an HSA like you, Jim. In 2012, that's before all of most of Obamacare took effect.
We loved ours. Our employees had HSAs.
$100 a month in premiums for her catastrophic policy.
Yep.
The cheapest policy she can now find has a higher deductible, and it is $500 a month. 500% increase in her premium in just 4 years.
Our premiums have more than doubled. We have less coverage. And higher deductible.
And people know, I mean, Obamacare is responsible for
some
of it.
And one less insurance competitor in the state.
Yes, right. And that's happening all
over
the country.
They left the state.
And the open enrollment started yesterday, and people are seeing the premiums. They're seeing how the coverage is shrinking. They're seeing that they have...
Do you think that this open enrollment date coming a week before the election, do you think this could be a game changer?
Absolutely.
Not to mention all the other stuff, but just the Obamacare revelations?
Yes, absolutely. And I don't know why they didn't decide to have the open enrollment start on November the 15th.
Yeah.
If President Obama had been on the ballot, you bet that that's what they would have done.
Right.
I don't know why they did this, because they knew these premiums were going to be soaring.
Some states, like Arizona,
are
going to be up a lot, right?
Arizona, 116%.
Wow.
Minnesota, 59%. These are averages for a 27-year-old buying an individual policy. Some people are facing even higher.
And when you realize that the economy is not doing great, hasn't been all along, we got stagnation of
wages. Yes.
Let me tell you something else that's going to hit. It's going to make almost a perfect storm. I don't know if you saw my piece I wrote on the overtime rules exemption, but I'm calling this Department of Labor Fair Labor Act increase or the increase the doubling of the exemption for overtime workers.
Yeah.
I'm calling that the little brother of Obamacare.
Yeah.
Because see what's going to happen, people who are now on salary are going to go on hourly. People are not going to be able to double their income so they can be exempt for overtime. They'll have to put them on hourly, and some people may lose their job because the companies can't afford that much of an increase in payroll.
I don't understand this, Jim. They are killing jobs. They're killing the economy. And I think that's one reason that with, you know, a very flawed candidate on the Republican side, there still is a very competitive race here because at least Donald Trump is talking about jobs and the economy and understanding how people are being crushed by regulation.
How could any candidate with as much baggage, as horribly flawed, from a baggage standpoint and from a personality standpoint, as Hillary Clinton, how could she even, and I would say that if she was a Republican. This is a horrible candidate, Hillary Clinton. And technically, she's a horrible candidate. And
I think that we are likely to face a constitutional crisis. We have never had a candidate under potential federal indictment as a president-elect and a president. What if she were to pardon herself?
That's right.
I mean, what could that
Obama
do to the
what
American
if Obama
people?
Pardons her? What if she gets elected and Obama pardons her?
I asked
Rich Galen, one of our political guys,
he's great.
In the summer. I asked him back in July. I said, Rich, I see the potential for a constitutional crisis down the road. He said, oh, no, that'll never happen. I'm going to have to remind him about that.
Get him back on.
Galen.org. Tell us what they'll find there.
They'll find everything they need to know, including a link to our ObamacareWatch.org website that really has everything you need to know about what's happening with this law.
Galen.org and ObamacareWatch.org?
Yes.
Right. Okay, check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Grace Marie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.